This is the Novice Novelist Podcast, Episode 3.
Join us in a world where creativity thrives, ideas come to life, and dreams become a reality. Welcome, listeners, to the Novice Novelist Podcast.
Welcome to the Novice Novelist Podcast. Today we have two of our creative writing students, and we're going to do something a little bit different. They are going to debate whether writer's block is real or fake. So writer's block is a hot topic among the writing community. Singer-songwriters and music talk about it. Poets talk about it for poetry, and authors talk about it when they're writing novels. The fact that they just come to a point where they don't know what to write, and they kind of sit there and stare blankly at the page or at the computer screen. So we're going to have a little debate today as these two have different opinions on whether it's real or it's fake. So I would like to introduce you to the two students on the podcast today. First, we have Alana. Alana, please introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Alana, and I go to Port Clinton High School. I'm a junior. I'm a cheerleader, and I'm in Leadership Council and NHS and Drama Club.
All right, thanks. Nice to have you on the podcast, Alana. Allison, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Allison. I'm a junior. I'm in soccer, softball, and swimming, and I'm in Drama Club.
All right. Well, great to have you on the podcast, Allison. Both of you, if you would just introduce your position first, do you believe that writer's block is real or it's fake? Allison, let's start with you.
I believe writer's block is real.
Okay. Why do you think it's real? What's your main position there?
I think writer's block is not like where you just have no words here, like in your head. It's just you look at a page and it's just like you have words, but it's kind of hard to put them down, or you're just like staring at a blank page. It's just like nothing's really coming to you that goes together.
Sounds like you think you've experienced it.
Yes.
Okay. Writer's block is real because I've felt it before. All right, Alana, tell us about your position.
I think writer's block is fake because if you're writing, then you should be able to write. You shouldn't be trying to write for somebody. You should write for yourself, and then you won't have writer's block.
Okay. Write for someone else. I'm sorry, write for yourself, yeah. Not for somebody else. Good point. All right, so let's let you two kind of go back and forth here a little bit. So one of the things that you mentioned is you've experienced it before. Alana, she says she experienced it. What is your response to what she has experienced if it's not writer's block?
Wait, what was the question? I'm sorry.
So she's saying that she has experienced it before, so that's why she thinks writer's block is real.
Right.
What is your response to that? What has she experienced if it's not writer's block?
I feel like you just weren't, like you didn't, your heart wasn't in the writing that day. You just weren't, like, you weren't there for it, you know?
I do believe, like, there's some days where, like, obviously everybody can't write 100% every day. But, like, I still have words. It's just the words just can't be, like, put together. It's kind of like, I know some poets or, like, writers, they get, like, anxiety, like a type of anxiety. Like, they just don't know what to put down, or they're just not going their fullest potential.
Okay. She says it's anxiety.
Well, that... I don't believe that 100% because that, again, is like you trying to write for somebody else. If you were writing for yourself, then you wouldn't be worried about the anxiety part. You would just write down what's in your head, and you wouldn't be worried about the order of the words or how the words should be, like, put on the page.
To her point, Allison, why don't you just write?
It's not as simple as just writing. Like, you just – you have thoughts in your head, and it's just hard to put them down. Like, nothing – like, there's days that – something doesn't come to you. Like, yeah, you don't want to write for someone else, but you're writing for yourself, and you set yourself to higher standards than you should, and it's harder to write them down.
Then lower your standards.
It's not that easy.
But it really is.
Okay, no, it's not. But I understand where you're coming from.
Okay, yeah. I mean, great points of view. Now, there, if you look up this issue, there are authors who believe it's real. J.K. Mm-hmm. Rowling's a very famous author who has said that she's gotten writer's block. And then there's other authors, like Stephen King, who what he says kind of seems to almost say that he kind of believes it's something that's maybe not so real, and that people think that they have to put something perfect down when there's not. So what is, I guess, with in terms of creative writing, what's the secret? So what do you need to do when you're sit down and write, when you're sitting down and writing creatively, what do you need to do to ensure that whether it be writer's block or anxiety or whatever it may be, doesn't get in the way of you producing something that you are proud of?
I feel like if you just, like, think about your prompt and, like, put it in your head and, like, think about it a little bit longer, then you'll find the words, and then you'll just, like, be able to write. And when you're writing, don't just stop and, like, think, like, what can I change to make it better? Just keep writing and, like, let it all out on the paper.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree with that. Just, like, come into, like, when you're writing down, just sit down, just clear your head from everything in your life and just go and do the best you can.
But you're saying sometimes, like, people still have issues,
though. Yeah, people still have issues, but, like, you can try to get out of it, but not every day you're going to get out of it.
Like Dory in Finding Nemo says, just keep swimming. In this case, it's like, just keep writing. Just keep running. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
It's a good philosophy maybe to overcome writer's block. All right. Well, great debate, ladies. Thanks for being on the podcast today. And we look forward to hearing you next time here on The Novice Novelist.
Thanks for listening to The Novice Novelist podcast. Please subscribe and share and tune in every week to hear more Port Clinton High School students become The Novice Novelist.